A governance expert, Professor Bafwaji Mendua, has challenged all political parties to come out with policy statements that will capture the real needs of Ghanaians, particularly minority groups, and how to address them. In his view, policy statements will afford them the opportunity to throw greater light on what they intend to do when voted into power, as manifestos cannot accommodate issues of concern to all categories of people. Civil society must therefore lead the crusade in demanding policy statements from all political parties. Professor Jimendria was speaking on our current affairs program Focus.
It's very important also for political parties to give a long-term vision for what they stand for and what they intend to do in the long term. But again, because our politics have been organized around the terms of the president, 4 years, I think our political parties have become a little bit more short-sighted by simply hitting on things that they hope to achieve within a very short time of the 4 years so that they can win power again. And that, in a way, in my view, is short-changing what we really need from them in terms of giving us a more futuristic vision and things that may take years to build. I think all political parties, in terms of their principles and visions, should capture the needs of all people, including the minority groups. The details of those needs cannot be spelled out necessarily in the manifestos. Each of them should also come out with what you call policy statements. So if you take agriculture, for instance, there should be an agricultural policy that will spell out in details what needs to be addressed. So we are hoping, and I think civil society, all of us should be able to demand that for us to really appreciate what these parties intend to do for the nation, they must give us policy statements that will address in a more detailed and a more logical way how they seek to address the needs of the people.
Professor Bafwaji Mendua is governance expert, project officer for Elections Ghana Federation of Disability Organizations. Joshua Makabu was emphatic about political parties' lackadaisical attitude towards their needs. He said it is about time concrete long-term development agenda was set for persons with disability.
If you take the 2008 manifestos of all the political parties down to 2012 for all the political parties, the best you can see is just a line or two on the disability. And when they even talk, you realize that this is something that has been put there without really a professional touch. It's not something that is really concrete. It's not something that is even addressing issues on what disability. The manifesto, is it only relevant before elections? Or it becomes relevant even after elections? We've advocated for the rights of persons with disability. An act was passed in 2006 at 715. A council was established. And up to date, nothing seemed to be changing in the disability fraternity. A 10-year moratorium was given for all the buildings that were not accessible as of 2008. And as I speak to you today, if you're in a wheelchair and you want to see the President of the Republic of Ghana in his office, it's not possible. This year, what we have decided to do is that we have invited political parties to come and listen to us. We have key areas of disability concerns that we think that political parties should capture those things in their manifestos. And that will form the basis for engagement with whichever political party emerges the winner and forms the next government.